Sego and Happy New Year. I'm Daya Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand. Over the Christmas and the New Year break, while Six Nations and lacrosse fans all over Canada and the United States were getting ready for their National Lacrosse League games to kick off over the holidays, the Ontario Lacrosse League put out a document that had everyone going to social media asking what is going on with the Ontario Lacrosse Association. On December 22nd, a document was released by the Ontario Lacrosse Association stating major changes were going to be made to the organization when it comes to unsanctioned lacrosse events in Ontario. The document states that if you participate in any Ontario Lacrosse Association unsanctioned events, that you will be suspended for the entirety of the 2024 and the 2025 season as well. The unsanctioned events include camps, clinics, showcases, and tournaments, and will also include all minor, junior, and senior leagues within the Ontario Lacrosse Association. On December 29th, Lacrosse Canada released a statement of their concerns through their media publication stating the following. As the governing body of lacrosse in Canada, Lacrosse Canada is committed to fostering growth and development of lacrosse in our country. In response to the recent announcements from the Ontario Lacrosse Association on December 22, 2023, along with their revision shared on December 29, 2023, Lacrosse Canada's Board of Directors has great concerns on the impact this has on their membership and the opportunities afforded to them. Lacrosse Canada's mission is to promote, develop, and preserve the sport of lacrosse and its heritage as Canada's national sport. Lacrosse Canada was not made aware of the Ontario Lacrosse Association's non-sanctioned lacrosse policy prior to the release and does not feel the policy or its revision is consistent in executing our mission. We are in contact with the Ontario Lacrosse Association executives to better align our vision and to serve the best interests of our athletes, coaches, officials, and members in general. Since then, the Ontario Lacrosse Association has put out another revision statement stating that there will be a pause for the unsanctioned events for this season and players will continue to play as scheduled. However, what does this mean for the future of lacrosse, specifically for Indigenous people in Canada? As lacrosse is more than just a game, as it's rooted of culture and tradition and is still to this day played and practiced as medicine. This leaves the final question. As lacrosse is a growing sport and Six Nations is a growing governing body located in Ontario, what does this mean for the future of lacrosse, Six Nations minor, junior, and senior lacrosse teams in 2025? I'm Daya Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.